hourly treatment. Mary Baker Eddy stopped a dozen times a day to make sure that she was not criticizing or thinking negatively about anyone or anything. This is the first one for me, and the plan is to do this hourly. It is 24/05/25 at 08:19. I will begin with the three introductory quotes to the textbook. One, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," from John 8. Two, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so," Shakespeare. Three, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou, here and everywhere." Mary Baker G. Eddy. So going back to number one, what is the truth about man? Man being generic, man being God's man, not man being a human under the belief of being born a sinner, a man and a woman coming together, making electricity, generating so-called matter, it growing in a woman's womb, having a birth, maturity, and then decay and death. If we're going to think about man being perfect, we got to think about the real man, the man of God, the Son of God, a Son of God, just like Jesus was a Son of God. We've got to think about sons and daughters of God. God is the source, the Father is the manifester. God manifests himself, itself, and the manifestation is included in the source. There is no source unless there's a manifestation. There's no manifestation unless there's a source. So they're indelibly connected. Nothing can pierce the connection between the source and the manifestation. Nothing can pierce the connection between God and God's sons and daughters. Forget about personality. If we want to get tied up in personality, we can waste our time. And that's what it is. As my mother told me, don't ever try to explain mortal mind. Don't try to figure it out, because it's all false. It's all a falsity. There's no truth in it because there's no source of it. The lie and the liar are the same. Thinking that there's a human, the thinker and the human are the same. They're one circle that just goes around and gets nowhere. It's not a complete thing. It is not only incomplete, it's non-existent. Kurt Russell, the actor, said that a movie is fantasy land. Well, our life is fantasy land if we're not going to be striving to enter into the kingdom of God, which means that we got to be following the seven. Divine mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. We got to be looking at spirit as being flawless. Spirit is the only substance. Mind is going to be flawless if we let spirit be the substance of mind. If we think of mind as being a brain, It's flawed from one end to the other. Are we going to be thinking of an individual or an event as being controlled by a mortal mind, which again is fantasy land, because the only mind is divine mind, which is immortal? So the opposite of that can't be real. Two opposing things cannot both be real. The Bible says, let us make man in the image of God. Let. We have to let our consciousness be open to the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Are we going to be open to the truth? The truth about God? The truth about God's manifestation? Are we going to realize that we are all brethren? Not mortals. Immortals. The ideas of God are all brethren. Not something that came out of a woman's womb. That's fantasy land. It's based on lie upon lie compounded over the all existence of a belief of time. What are we going to build our foundation on about what is real? Are we going to utilize what it says in the book of life, which is the Bible, chapter 1? Or are we going to be encumbered into the mist, which is chapter 2? It says there went up a mist. Can we believe anything after the mist went up? Can you see clearly anything in a mist? I've been in a fog that was so thick that you couldn't even walk. You couldn't even see anything to walk. Well, we can't see anything if we're going to be in a fog. That's what chapter 2 is, and a lot of the things in the Bible are with a big fog that makes it impossible to see anything at all. Something that has a 1% flaw in it is fantasy, because it's not the pure thing. Spirit is flawless. Am I going to think about any individual as a person? Or am I going to think about what is the real man? Am I going to think about an event as being evil? If I'm going to be thinking about evil, I'm wasting my time. I've got to redirect thought to what is real. Not fantasy, what is real? When I visited Universal Studios, we saw how movies were made. They're fantasy. You think you see a big dangerous shark in the ocean? It's a pool of water and something mechanical. Mary Baker Eddy stopped a dozen times a day. Taking just one idea about what man is would be very easy to think 12 times a day about man. Generic man, the man of God, son and daughter of God. We're all brethren. We're not brethren with mortals. Mary Baker Eddy says, we don't have time to think about others in terms of what are they thinking about and what are they doing, because that's all on a mortal level. Any thought about anyone, including ourselves, must be spiritual, because that's the only reality. If we're going to think about unreality, we're not going to be on the infinite progression path to concrete being. Dr. Fluno did a wonderful article on criticism. I'll cover that in a future hourly treatment. Frederick L. Rawson said it best. There is nothing but God. Jesus said, our Father which art in heaven. Where is heaven? Heaven is in consciousness. We can be in heaven right now. Think about perfection. That's heaven. No matter who the individual is, what the event is, what the activity is, doesn't matter what a so-called sense of vision is showing, if it's less than perfection, then it's fake. It's false. It's a mirage. It's fantasy land. Close your eyes. Transport yourself to another dimension, the dimension of reality, the dimension of heaven, harmony, perfection. God is omnipresent. Everything about God is omnipresent. Man is about God, because man is connected to God with an absolute, fixed, unbreakable connection. It's always been there. God has always been there. His manifestation has always been there. I am a part of His manifestation because I reflect God. That's the only thing I can reflect. I'm not a separate existence. I have one existence. There's one God. It's the only God there is. It's a God that is spirit. The only substance there is. Soul. The only sense there is, which is made out of spirit. So spiritual sense. Seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling is only real if it is conceived of and understood to be spiritual. Principle, spiritual principle. All system and structure is spiritual. Always in harmony, always in balance. life, truth, and love are the same thing. They're all of the substance of spirit. If we're going to live the life as a reflection of God, we're going to live God's qualities. We're going to reflect the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The activity is going to be a spiritual activity. Indefatigable. Can't get tired or wear out. Because the substance is flawless. How can I criticize God? Am I all-knowing God? God knows all. God doesn't criticize. God doesn't argue. God is what is. God is the only thing that is. Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God, for being the only intelligence, for being the only source of mind, for being the only source of thought. For being the source of all divine messages, the only message that is real. The only thought I can have about anyone or anything is a reflection of the perfect thoughts of God. God is all. There is nothing else. God is perfect. Therefore, His manifestation is perfect. Its manifestation is perfect. God is omnipresent. So no one is outside of the arms of love. Love is wholeness, completeness. That means the wholeness of everyone is flawless and complete. Amen.